In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, On the Cross and the Demonic, Part 2. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Know that without a shadow of a doubt, God is with us. He's with you. He is in command, and all will work out for the good and for His glory, even as this involves some passing suffering and troubles for us. What a great opportunity this is to recognize our dependency on our loving Father in heaven and to grow in trust in Him. Jar of meal shall not be spent, jug of oil shall not be emptied before the day when Yahweh sends rain on the face of the earth. 1 Kings 17:14. As I have mentioned, there has been the cross and yes, the blessing of my leukemia sojourn over a number of years. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. I've been leukemia-free since November 1st, 2011, All Saints Day. Every cross is a tremendous grace, a gift from God. It is when all appears lost and we are put in an impossible situation that our faith deepens and we learn to depend on God totally. This does not mean that we don't have to do our part. We must do our part, and we do, but we know that ultimately God, our Father, is in command and is providentially arranging the events and circumstances of our lives for our good and the good of others. Through our crosses, we learn to develop the supernatural outlook we need. God is in control. We are not. God is God. We are not. Things will not always go the way we prefer. We must learn to embrace all the circumstances of our lives, the pleasant and the difficult. We're called to be like Abraham, believing, totally confident in Almighty God, stepping out in blind trust. As difficult as our crosses can be, it is in a very real sense liberating to be in an impossible situation where we have learned to put everything in God's hands and to trust Him. Our Father can and will bring good out of everything He permits. Yes, He is in command, and He loves you. You're His beloved child. It is when we receive the gift of being in a situation without a human solution that we can really learn to surrender to God. God, our Father, wants our total detachment from creatures, things, and our sense of control. This is an indispensable means to achieve intimacy with God. God wants to be our all. Yes, He desires to be your all. It is when we are placed in a seemingly hopeless situation, and no situation is truly hopeless, that we can learn to really live one day at a time, to live in the moment with peace and assurance that since God created us, He will sustain us. We need to take the Lord at His word when He tells us, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:33-34. Because of the grand gift of the cross, God, my Father, has permitted in my life, I have learned to approach life much like a marathon race. I've run 2 marathons in my life. I never trained as thoroughly as I should have, so I hit the wall early. Hitting the wall is a phenomenon that happens when a runner feels he cannot run anymore, that he has met his limit. A marathon is 26 2/10 miles in distance, and that last 2/10 of a mile is a long way. I think it is commonly understood that most runners hit the wall at about 20 miles, but for me, it was at about 16 miles. It was overwhelming to think that I had 10 more miles to run, since I felt that I was already spent, that I had already met my limit. This is how it can be with the crosses in our lives. We think that our Lord Jesus has perhaps made a mistake and permitted a cross that was beyond our capacity. But He knows us better than we know ourselves, and He knows what is best for us. He knows what is best for you. The trials that you have had to bear are no more than people normally have. You can trust God not to let you be tried beyond your strength. And with any trial, He will give you a way out of it and the strength to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. So, when I hit the wall in the marathon, I convinced myself, you can run just one more mile, Jim. One more mile seemed difficult, but did not seem as overwhelming as 10. So I was able to keep going. We bring so much unnecessary anxiety down upon ourselves by placing our entire future, days, months, and years ahead on our own shoulders. God does not want us to do this, and He has told us so. Do not worry about tomorrow. Matthew 6:34. So, at 17 miles, I made a deal with myself to run one more mile. Again, it was arduous but manageable. Eventually, however, even just one more mile was more than I could bargain for, more than I thought I could possibly do. So I persuaded myself then that I could make it to one more streetlight. I would focus on running another 100 feet to the next streetlight and then set a goal to run to the next streetlight. Eventually, my goal was to take one jogging step at a time. That's all I could bargain for, and this is the way I completed the race. I mentioned that I ran 2 marathons. Why I ran the second one, I don't know. One should have been enough for me. No offense to you marathoners, but it was very difficult for me. The first time, however, was more difficult for me because I made the mistake of periodically stopping running in order to rest. I gave in to the temptation to stop running and walked for a while. Once I gave in to that temptation, my entire body stiffened up. It became 10 times more difficult to get running again. In some sense, by giving in, by not consistently giving my personal best, by doubting, by acquiescing to mediocrity, I do not like that word, by acquiescing to mediocrity, that's what I did. Everything became so much more difficult for me than if I had just kept running. Listen, St. Paul said, run so as to win, 1 Corinthians 9:24. So the second time I ran a marathon, I ran the entire distance. I did not rest. I did not walk. And although it was very painful and difficult for me, it was much smoother than the year before when I rejected my cross of running and gave into the mediocrity of walking. When experiencing the cross, we need to have our eyes fixed on the finish line, our eyes fixed on Jesus our Lord, on eternity. Our lives have more meaning than what we externally experience in this world up until the time of our death. We need to live with the awareness that time is short and that we will each die. I will die, you will die. But on the other hand, our eternity with God is only beginning then. Listen, we are building our eternity with the lives that we live here on earth. We're building our eternity in this very moment and then the next moment. All those moments are gifts from God. This world in its present form is not our final destination. It is not your final destination. We are strangers and sojourners here on earth. So many people frustrate themselves believing or at least living as if their lives here on earth were the sole purpose of their existence, trying to make their heaven now on earth. Yes, in a sense, it can be heaven on earth when we unite ourselves with God and His will, though we will only be completely happy when united with God. And this can and does begin on earth when we make God our all. We make God our everything. When we completely give Him our heart. We are called to live for God first, like St. Paul, who says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I live now not with my own life, but with the life of Christ who lives in me. Galatians 2:19. We are called to allow our crosses, difficulties, and impossible situations to unite us more closely to our Heavenly Father, to the Most Holy Trinity. We are invited to embrace our crosses as Jesus embraced His cross. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come right back to talk more about On the Cross and the Demonic. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Call us at 708-334-1988. We'll be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We return to our discussion of On the Cross and the Demonic. We left off suggesting that we allow our crosses, difficulties, and impossible situations to unite us more closely to the Most Holy Trinity. We are invited to embrace our crosses like Jesus embraced his. We cannot be like those who taunted our Lord and Savior Jesus. Those who said, "Come down from the cross now for us to see it and believe." Mark 15:32. Rather, we are called to live like St. Paul, who said, "During my stay with you, the only knowledge I claimed to have was about Jesus and only about him as the crucified Christ." 1 Corinthians 2, 2-3. The cross, sorrow, pain are all sanctifying. Yes, your pain, your crosses, your crushing tragedies, they're all sanctifying, and they anoint with maturity and wisdom. God uses pain. He uses physical, moral, mental, emotional, and especially interior suffering. I know many of you know about this. Especially interior suffering to purify and prepare us for our mission in life and to draw us closer to him for all eternity so that we'll be perfectly happy and fulfilled with him for all eternity. Allow me to give you an example from Scripture about how pain, the cross, anoints with maturity and wisdom, how it sanctifies us. From Genesis 32:26-32. "And there was one that wrestled with him until daybreak, who, seeing that he could not master him, struck him in the socket of his hip. And Jacob's hip was dislocated as he wrestled with him. He said, 'Let me go, for day is breaking.' But Jacob answered, 'I will not let you go until you bless me.' He then asked, 'What is your name?' 'Jacob,' he replied. He said, 'Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have been strong against God. You shall prevail against men.' And he blessed him there. Jacob named the place Peniel, because 'I have seen God face to face,' he said, 'and I have survived.' The sun rose as he left Peniel, limping because of his hip. He had struck Jacob in the socket of the hip on the sciatic nerve. It was only through the means of pain, of the cross, that Jacob was able to see God face to face, to receive his blessing and be purified for his great mission, a mission so great that it even required a great name change. To be named Israel is akin to being named Christ, because the people of Israel prefigured the church, which is the mystical body of Christ. We are all called to cooperate with God's purifying, sanctifying action, to be transformed into other Jesuses. As anyone who has ever experienced sciatic nerve pain can attest to, raise your hand if you have. My hand's up. It is exceptionally painful. You see, it cost Jacob a lot of pain to be transformed into Israel, a prefigurement of Christ, a prefigurement of the mystical body of Christ. It is through the cross, through prayer, and for Catholics, the sacraments that we wrestle the graces we need from God. It is then that the sun comes up in our existence. Quote, "The sun rose." The rising of the sun, the resurrection, comes only after the cross. And we can count on the fact that the cross is always followed by the resurrection, as long as we do not purposely impede God's plan because he respects our free will. When we really exercise faith, when we allow God to transform us through our crosses, we become invincible, fearless. We receive peace. We know that everything will turn out for the good. Quote, "I believe nothing can happen that will outweigh the supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For him, I have accepted the loss of everything and look on everything as so much rubbish. If only I can have Christ." Philippians 3:8-9, the great St. Paul. Why are we invincible? Why are we invincible? We are invincible not because of our own strength, but because we rely on God. We are one with him. Only God is invincible. When we rely on ourselves alone, we are setting ourselves up for major shock and disappointment. Despite all our crosses in our family, my wife Kathleen and I know that God can provide for us and for our 14 living children as easily as he can for families with one or two. Quote, "They put their trust in their weapons and their exploits," he said, "but our confidence is in Almighty God, who is able with a nod to overthrow both those marching on us and on the whole world with them." 2 Maccabees 8:18. Yes, our loving Heavenly Father is so great, so powerful, so loving, so in command that with a simple nod, he is able to overthrow all those marching on us and the whole world with them. Yes, our loving Heavenly Father, your loving Heavenly Father is totally in command. He has all the power and he's in complete control of your life. You have no worries when you put your confidence in Almighty God. He has your back. He will never let you down because our God, the Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is love. He is love, and his love is overflowing and pouring out upon you. Everything God does, everything is out of love for us, out of love for you. Why be afraid? Trust in God and all will be well. Sure, there will be some challenges, some pain, some crosses along the way. But when we put our trust in our loving God, he will bring a great good out of everything in your life. Count on this. Trust in him. He will never let you down. Well, we'll take a quick break and we'll come back to talk more about On the Cross and the Demonic. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families.
families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families' partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we continue our discussion of On the Cross and the Demonic. I want to share that I'm a black belt in the martial art of Kenpo, and supposedly, but not really, a somewhat tough guy in that respect. But the truth is that before I had faith, I was afraid of many things. Now, with God, with the gift of faith, at least deep within my interior, I'm afraid of nothing. That is, as long as I remain focused and grounded in our Lord Jesus, grounded in prayer, grounded in the sacraments, when I fall away from this grounding, I am fearful again. Another severe cross can be the activity of the demonic in our lives. Listen, demons do exist. This is a doctrine of the Christian faith. This is a doctrine of the Catholic Church. If someone tries to deceive you that demons do not exist, don't believe them. They're either lying or they're very confused. Listen, many have fooled themselves into thinking that the reality of the demonic and their activity in our lives is just a myth, just an old-fashioned myth. This is a dangerous deception. One proof of the existence and activity of the demonic to me is in so many educated, highly intelligent people who believe ridiculous and appalling things, such as the argument that a baby being killed in a partial birth abortion or any abortion for that matter is not really a human being yet, and that abortion can somehow be justified. What? This is insane. This is demonic. And here is what Jesus said about the devil. He was a murderer from the start. He was never grounded in the truth. There is not truth in him at all. When he lies, he is drawing on his own store because he is a liar and the father of lies. John 8:44. By the way, I'm a firm believer that whenever the evils of abortions are discussed, the truth must also be proclaimed about our loving God's infinite mercy and unqualified readiness to forgive those who have had or aided in abortions as long as they repent. Well, in our next program, we'll pick up on the theme of On the Cross and the Demonic in great detail. May Jesus give us the grace to be his pourers in the world and for all eternity. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus today. Let's pour ourselves out for someone whom God puts in our path today, especially when it's hard to do. I know you will be generous. Pray that I will be too. You are so good at heart, and why? Because God made you that way. You are his masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988 and know that I'm praying for you. Please pray for me. God, love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.